Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! What is up, Saturday Nation? It is an amazing day. I got a great story. Got to share it with you. Got to share. Great, I guess, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but it'll get you jacked up, man. Get you jacked up. It's May 18th. It's a Friday. Prom is tomorrow. I have a 17-year-old daughter going to the prom tomorrow. It's the first time she's ever been to prom. Say a prayer for Sammy Boy. Make sure everything goes okay. No idea what to expect. I know drama is at an all-time high. Here in the U.S., you might be familiar, we have that Homeland Security, the warnings, like it's orange, red, blue, whatever they are, you know, the highest level. We're on the highest level drama warning at the Crowley House right now because it's prom week, and I've got a 17-year-old daughter going to the prom. So, yeah, a lot of moving parts, you know, We'll just leave it at that. Hey, it's good to have four girls, though, man. It's good to be able to have four girls. What would I do without my four beautiful girls? What would I do? Anyway, check this out. Had an amazing day yesterday at the casino. Not amazing because I won a lot of money, but I love people watching. It's a sport to me. People watching is a sport to me. Oh, by the way, what are you doing going to the casino? Well, those of you listening to the show, come on, man. You know I've got a second career as a professional craps player. Like, that's my goal, is to go to Vegas, sunglasses on, shoot craps for hours at a time, and bankroll some serious coin. Like, that's my Saturday right there when I'm not podcasting and all that other good stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of what I love to do, man. I don't bet the rent money. I never bring more than I can afford to lose. I have an amazing time. I talk to so many people and make so many new friends. And I want to share with you. May I share with you, my friend, what happened yesterday? So I'm at the casino. We have one here in Cincinnati. But I actually went to one in Lawrenceburg, Indiana that I haven't been to in 20 years. 20 years. Like the late 90s. I used to go there. Me and a buddy of mine, Diamond Dave, we were in sales, and we would be working late nights all the time. I mean, we would work till 8, 9 o'clock at night. Well, every now and again, it's about a 30-minute drive, 40 sometimes, to Lawrenceburg, Indiana from Cincinnati. We live right on the, we call it the tri-state, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Cincinnati's, you know, you hit a 5-iron to Kentucky from downtown Cincinnati, and Indiana's about, you know, 20, 30 minutes away. So I hadn't been to this particular casino in probably 20 years, but I knew they had nickel crap tables, so, you know, it's only $5 to bet. And it's a lot of fun, man. It's just great energy. Again, I don't bet the rent money. I got to keep telling you that because I talk about gambling to people. And I'm like, oh, my God, Crowley's a gambler. Ah. No, not so much. I just, once a month, I go and just let loose. I get the permission slip from home. Everybody's happy. And Daddy-O gets to go and gamble. So I'm at the craps table and throwing the dice. I don't need to explain craps necessarily, but it involves dice. You throw it, and anything but a 7 wins, basically, in its nutshell. There's a lot of nuances to it, but you don't want the shooter to roll a 7. There's only one time you want him to, and that's on what's called the come-out roll. Other than that, you don't want a 7 to show, ever. So, and there is a moral of the story as it relates to being an entrepreneur. That's why I'm sharing a story, baby. That's why. I got a great lesson I learned yesterday about patience, about judging, about needing and what you want and timing of it all. So I got there and the dice were cold. They weren't cold for anybody else. They were just cold for me. Meaning what? Throwing a lot of 7s, man. And everybody was looking at me like, this guy sucks. And I'm looking at myself like, ay, 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 here we go again. Like, I want to be that guy that gets on the legendary roll. Oh, man, wait till I tell you what happened. Wait till I tell you what happened. So the dice come around to me. I seven out every time from like, I'm talking like, you know, one in the afternoon until, I don't even know, a few hours later. It was terrible. Everybody else was having kind of good success. One guy was really good. And when he would roll, he'd roll for a while, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then he'd crap out. He'd throw seven. And then it came to me and I just stunk. I crapped out right away. So then it got kind of hostile. You know, it's like everybody looking at me like, oh, no, he's not going to shoot, is he? Oh, no. So I'm going to call this guy Donnie Dice. OK, Donnie Dice was the guy that was he was pretty hot all day long and he was betting a lot of money. And so it was coming up on my roll, and Donnie cashes out. He's going to get lunch, okay? Coming up on moi, my roll. And I was terrible. I was. There's no reason he wanted to stick around. You could just tell. He's like, yeah, I'm sticking around for this guy. He's terrible. Bah. But remember the lesson I shared earlier in a podcast a few months ago about how people leave a cold table to go to a hot table, and then they go back to a cold table and a hot. They're chasing tables, man. Don't be chasing tables. Stay where you are. Your luck always changes in the entrepreneurial journey and on your way to Saturday. If you stay in the game, you don't go to lunch. You stay in the game, baby. So, Donnie Dice leaves, and got a new shooter. Shooter's up, and you can just see everybody rolling their eyes. And there's me, hello, getting ready to throw the dice. And nobody's betting because I suck, and it's just terrible, and blah, blah, blah. So, I shoot the dice. And again, if you don't know craps, I won't go into how to explain, but I hit the number. I didn't roll seven. I hit the number. Oh, Sammy boy. And I was down to my last couple bucks, you know, that I could afford to lose. So I put all my chips in. Just put them all in on myself. I bet on myself. Ooh, how about that for a metaphor? When was the last time you bet on yourself? When was the last time you bet on you as opposed to somebody else in their dream? Come on, man. Bet on yourself. So I put all my chips, everything I had in the tray that was holding all my chips, it was probably, God, I don't know. I think I had $5 on the pass line, and I had $80 behind it because that's all I had left was 80 bucks. So I win. The number was a 6. I hit it. 80 pays like 100 bucks. You get odds behind your bet. So now I got like $105 from just that bet there, plus my original 85. So I'm up to like 200 bucks. Okay. Donnie Dice is still getting his lunch, though. So roll again, roll. Another number. Now there's more people coming around. Hey, who's the shooter? Like, hey, I heard one guy say, hey, who's the shooter? Like I'm a hired gun from out of town or something. So I'm betting. I'm getting paid more. Now I'm up to like 300 bucks, 350 bucks. Started with 80 bucks, $85. So then it just gets ridiculous. I rolled, and I'm going to make a long story short. All right. I rolled for an hour. What? An hour. The one crew, they tap out every 20 minutes, meaning they shift dealers at the craps table. The stick man goes to replace the other person. So the stick man who runs the craps table left for his 20-minute break, came back, and I was still shooting. Another person left, came back, and they're like, damn, this guy's still shooting. Who's the shooter? I'm like, yeah, baby. And so I rolled for an hour. When I was done, I had $1,200 in the tray from 80 bucks, okay? Because I wasn't even pressing my bets that crazy. I was just going up one unit, $5 on every number. Here's the moral of the story. Donnie Dice came back from lunch, and he looked like he swallowed a bird. I mean, he's like, what in the? He's still shooting. Did the dice go around a couple times? No, he's still shooting. Because you could just tell all the bets. I think I hit 5 or 6 numbers. If you know anything about craps, that's it. But in the meantime, I hit 5 or 6 points. And in the meantime, I hit just 100 different numbers. Everybody made money. Like, if you didn't make $1,000 on my roll, you weren't even trying. And I was only betting $5. Donnie Dice comes back, and he just looks like somebody told him Santa Claus isn't real. And I mean, he's like, oh my. So he buys in towards the end of my roll, and I crapped out, of course, right when Donnie got back. But I'd rolled for an hour. Everybody clapping, high five, and it was amazing. And I came home to brag to my wife. She's like, yeah, okay, well, yeah, it's good. Because she's not really a fan of craps, but she was happy for me. But she's like, yeah, okay, anyway, talk to you later. Guys, don't leave just because things are cold right now. They're going to get hot again. You may be going through a season Like I went through, people might be laughing at you, rolling their eyes at you. They might be judging you. They might be calling you a loser. But let me tell you something right now. The dice are going to get hot again, baby. And when they get hot, you're going to be holding them. And when you're holding them, that number's going to hit. But you got to stay in the game. You can't leave. You can't let other people's opinion of you dictate how you're going to live today. You got to do whatever it is that you want to do legally, ethically, morally, without hurting anybody else. But if you happen to hurt somebody's feelings along the way because they feel insecure, well, now, that's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame. Hey, by the way, stop real quick. Have you checked out mymomentumclub.com? Just did a live hangout with the world-famous Sam Kaplan. Millions tuning in around the world for our weekly coaching call every Friday at 12 noon on top of all the amazing benefits you get being a Momentum Club member. Do you want momentum? Yes or yes? Do you want momentum? Go to mymomentumclub.com. I want to give a shout-out to Zach Brinkman. Just came in and joined overnight. Kayla, Josh, millions around the world joining the Momentum Club. It's great to have everybody inside, and we're just getting started. Just getting started, you know? So kind of take a peek. If you like to have momentum, take a massive action. If you like success and purpose and passion and significance in your life, check it out now, mymomentumclub.com. Woo, doggy. I'm having a great time, man. Living life. It didn't always used to be this way, though. I was stuck in a job. Just stuck in the J-O-B, the jump out of bed, the journey of the broke, just over broke. Buying things I couldn't afford with money I didn't have to impress people I didn't even like. Now, every day is Saturday. Doesn't mean it doesn't come without challenges. Doesn't mean there's no adversity. No. You don't want the problems to go away, my friend. I'm going to leave you with this. You don't want your problems to go away. You want to grow larger than your problems. So when they come back again, which that cold table is going to happen again, you know how to deal with it. That's what you want to do. Ask not for your problems to go away. Ask for you to grow larger than your problems. Are you fired up? Are you fired up? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Every day is Saturday. Check out mymomentumclub.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.